Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I hate when I come on and I have, I don't want to call it bad news, but I have major concerns about Caleb Williams, like major concerns. It feels to me like more often than not, he does the wrong thing. I feel like he either gets really bad advice or his awareness rating on Madden needs to go down like 30 points. Because I also thought it was a really, really poor decision for him to not address it this week. It's time we start talking about the quarterback and not blaming everyone else. Because that was the other part of it that really bothered me as a former player. There's a quote in there where he says, "Nobody tells me what to watch. You know, I just turn the film on." Like, to me, that's so insulting. Like, if I had to bet,
yeah,
okay, is Caleb Williams going to be the Bears' starting quarterback in 3 years? I'd probably bet no if I had to bet yes or
wow.
No right now.
This is Ross Tucker with some very strong thoughts on Caleb Williams after the Seth Wickersham piece came out. Now the Albert Breer piece has come out. So there's a lot there, and there's a lot of people who have echoed some of those sentiments by Ross Tucker, going all the way back to the pre-draft stuff with Caleb Williams.
Look, man, we're in this dark period between news items for the Bears, and when this stuff has come out, Caleb needs to address it. And you and I have been lockstep on that. Haven't wanted to belabor it day after day, but it's better to be addressed up front as soon as possible. And he didn't do it last week, but he did so this week. So we get a chance to hear it. And he came out with a statement right away, didn't he?
I actually thought that that's what would have been appropriate last week for him to do that. But I'm glad that we're here now.
I'm in the dark here.
So let's hear what the Bears quarterback has to say about all of this. This is his prepared statement about the Wickersham piece.
First, let's start off with it is what everybody would love to ask about is this whole storm that happened. It wasn't something that, you know, we wanted to happen at this point. You know, we're focused on the present. We're focused on now. We're focused on, you know, trying to get this ship moving in the right direction. And I think so far that's what we've been doing. But for this to come out, it's been a distraction. So coming up here and talking about it and addressing it is important today. And so that's what we're here to do. Next is all that went down, all that was said. Yeah, I had a good visit at the other place. Minnesota, with Ken O'Connell, good staff and all of that. Obviously, he just won Coach of the Year award and things like that. So obviously good staff and things like that. But something that keeps getting lost, something that keeps getting, I think not being addressed, the way it needs to be, is the fact that, you know, I went on that visit first, came here. And then after I came here, I went back home, talked to my dad, and, you know, all of the things that were supposed to be these big things that everybody's been talking about recently. One never happened in the sense of they were all thoughts. They were all ideas. And I think if you're in the situation, I think if you're son or daughter, anybody is in a situation to be in that position, I think you think about all of the options and, you know, and you look at it, the history and the facts and all these different things. And, you know, those are thoughts that go throughout your head in those situations. So, you know, all of those were thoughts. And then after I came on my visit here, it was a deliberate answer and determined answer that I had is that I wanted to come here. And just like Ben spoke about, obviously, you know, the past years, as everybody knows, it's a fact that quarterback play, there hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer. There's, you know, there's all these different things that come up. And so, you know, being able to have those thoughts is I think, fair to be able to have, you know, good and bad thoughts. But like I said, I came here on a visit. And like I said, just like Ben said, you know, it's a challenge to be able to come in here and try and turn around. And that was the main goal of all of that is to, you know, through all of, you know, what was, you know, going on through all of what.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Happened in you know, last year and previous years, you know, I think that was enticing. I think that was something that was glaring to me that, you know, I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why you know, Chicago Bears turned this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think, was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here, I love my teammates, you know, I love all the people that got me here, family, friends, Ryan, Kevin, you know, Floose and Shane, all those guys that, you know, went through all of that process with me to get me here. But it was a you know, all those things, like I said, were thoughts. But the main goal and the main objective of being here is to turn around. That's why I was selected number one. And so, you know, that's what we're here to do. That's what they brought, you know, me here to do. That's what they brought all these guys here to do. Joe, DJ, all these different guys. And that's why they brought Ben here. And so, like I said, it's a challenge. And we look at those challenges and, you know, we don't laugh. We look at them really, really seriously. And, you know, we go attack them, you know, to the best of our ability to go and change it and turn it around.
I'm glad that Caleb spoke on this, and I'm glad that he offered his thoughts on it. I think it could have been better. And I think that he could have really leaned into all this stuff. Most of this stuff happened before I was drafted. I got here. I love it here. I want to win here. And he said those things. I just think he could have gotten to it faster and been more definitive about it. And I'm sure that he's probably like, man, I hate that I even have to talk about this. And I get that part of it too. It could have been cleaner as an opening statement.
I guess it could, I hear you. I hear you. But, you know, some of it is a young man speaking and
100%
in a difficult spot. I thought it was good. I thought that part of it was good. He admits that he didn't want it to come out now, admits that it's been a distraction, needed to address it. Good. Said the Minnesota visit was good. Yeah, it's all right. But then polls made like all his understandable thoughts just that, just thoughts. And after he came on the visit here, he made the deliberate and determined answer that he wanted to come here. And then, you know, like Ben said, it's a challenge to be that guy that turns it around. He wants to be the guy that turns it around. And Bears QB history allows for some good and bad thoughts, you know?
For sure.
Of everything. He did also stand by Ryan and Kevin, called them out by name, added Flus and Shane into that, but, you know, stood by Ryan and Kevin. The stuff that wasn't addressed yet in that opening statement was, you know, the film watching, and I'm sure that they get to it in the next chunk that we'll listen to. But I thought as far as coming out and addressing the thing, like, hey, guys, this is
I know this is out there.
This is out there. It's a distraction, but it's old news. And what wasn't said enough is that Ryan Poles' visit minimized. I felt like that's the word he was using for. Like, the visit was minimized in the coverage. Like, no, the visit changed my mind. And all is well.
And
all
he,
is well.
And he said, ship, by the way, get this ship together.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone was wondering. Dump them.
I thought that was cool. I thought that was cool. I thought that was good on Caleb, and I think we can move on from the pre-draft part of it. And he needed to come out and say that. I'll be curious if the watching film alone part comes out in this next chunk.
Well, now there's the opportunity for Q&A. The Bears beat talking to Caleb about all of this stuff. Check it.
Last year, by December 1st, the offensive coordinator had been fired. The head coach had been fired. Did you sit there and have any thought that I saw this coming, the challenge?
No, I think obviously, you know, you look at it and you know the challenge. First year guy, you know, new coach, offense coordinator, and then new coach for me, new situation, knew all these different things. So wasn't at a point where I looked at it and was like, I knew this would happen. Nobody, I think, would sit back and especially after you go, you know, 4-2 in the first, you know, 6 weeks, you don't sit back and wonder and ponder on, you know, the bad. You know, you face it when the bad comes, and, you know, that's what we did.
Caleb, with some of the concerns you had before the draft about this organization, some of them would seem to be justified when you go through a year like you did your rookie year. How do you get yourself in a headspace now where you trust that you're in good hands going forward?
Yeah, I have the one, I have the utmost respect, and, you know, there's things that, that I've done throughout my years of training and learning and, you know, working hard and things like that. And, you know, this past year was a bump. You know, there was good, bad, and indifferent. And so being able to look at that and understand that, you know, I still threw 6 picks in the National Football League. And you know, I had 3,500 total or something like that or whatever it was. And, you know, 20 touchdowns. And that's, you know, that's not where I want to be. That's not where I'm going to be. But it's a step in the right direction. Like I said, there was some good, bad, and indifferent. And you got to look at those things. You got to understand that all the good, all the bad, and all the indifferent is going to be good for me, you know, in many years to come. And so, you know, I think that's how I look at it. I still have all the confidence in myself. I think my teammates, you know, believe in me. I think that's shown on game day. And I think how much I love and care for those guys and want to go win, I think it shows up on game day. So
what about the new leadership under Ben has left an impression on you?
Yeah, no, Ben's, I think y'all have been able to see it when he gets up here. You get a little taste of how he is. He's always laser focused. He encourages and he pushes you and challenges you to be at your best as a team, offense, defense, special teams, doesn't matter position. He's sharp, and he's a guy that wants to win. And so, you know, being here, being the head guy, and he's to be honest, he's consistent with it every day. So, So him being here and being the head guy and doing all of those things and being consistent with it, so far it's been awesome, and I think everybody's been enjoying.
You just said that you didn't want this to come out at this time, but some of these things were said on the record. Did you and your camp, did you think it was like more useful for the time period when you did have the reservations before you came in and had the meeting and decided this was cool? Was that something, those conversations that were on the record, did you think maybe this is more useful for that time period when you were considering some other options or at least trying to create some different avenues?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say there was times of, you know, it being more useful. I think, you know, at that time of all the things that were going down, and where we're at now, many weeks in, new coaches, you know, many weeks in, we're on this freight train and, you know, starting to pick up speed. And, you know, it's a lot of learning, a lot of things going on. You know, I think the timing of it, you know, it's not ideal. But, you know, we're here. It happened. And you know, we learned from it. I think it's an experience for myself and obviously for everybody else, you know, that we're focused on now, present day. And we're not here to talk about the past and discuss the past anymore.
On that topic, though,
are you watching
film now as opposed to?
Yeah, you know, that was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient. Learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. And so that was a funny one that came out, that, you know, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So, it wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was trying to figure out the best ways and more efficient ways so I can watch more film. I can gather more information so that when I do go out there on game day, that it's, you know, I'm, you know, that information that I gathered through Monday, when we got back, you know, all the way up to, you know, whatever day the game day is. So when I get out there, I can gather it, you know, I see it, I can react. And it's not me sitting there thinking so much about, you know, the rules and these different things. It's more of a reaction game at that point in muscle memory. So
to that end, what has Ben taught you about those shortcuts or just things that maybe he sees that he wants you to start seeing?
Like I said, I think Ben has been extremely detailed. And so when he talks about the plays, when he talks about, you know, the pass, run, screen, play action, he talks about them really in depth and, you know, what we love them versus and what we don't love them versus and things like that. And, you know, just have an idea. Going into practice, going into soon game days and things like that, it's going to be nice for something that we've been repping and getting after. And you know, I think that's been one of the things that's been really awesome is the detail and, you know, him really being on top of that. And I mean, he's been in it for 6 years, been his offense for 6 years. So, you know, he's really on top of it. And, you know, we're only trying to catch up. I'm only trying to catch up to him and be on the top of the details as much as possible.
Caleb, when it comes to the timing of the book, I believe it comes
book?
With a book.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I believe it comes out the day after the opener against the Vikings. Are you worried that it's going to be a distraction again?
No.
Are you confident that most of this is already out there?
That's why I came up here today to address this and actually speak on you know, some of the things that were at this moment out of context, and also some of the things that I want to clarify, like what we just spoke about and the watching film and things like that. Obviously, you know, my information that I know now. Was not the same as last year, whether it's fronts, defenses, blitzes, whether it's offense and things like that. And that's something that over the years and over time, I mean, speaking on it, like Case, you know, he comes in here and he's been in many different offenses and things like that, many different, you know, teams and all of this. So when he comes in here and he hears something, it may be a different name, but it's the same exact thing. So that sort of thing is kind of, you know, on a steady trend longer that I play.
Did you feel that when the excerpt came out, did you feel like you had to talk to people in the organization, whether it was Ryan or Kevin or George or Ben or teammates? Did you feel like you had to, like the way you're kind of talking to us a little bit right now, did you feel like you had to do that in the building?
No, I think my guys, obviously we spoke about it just because it's something that came out and it was this huge out of the blue kind of thing that popped up. And so we spoke about it with like Ryan and you know, Ted and all these different people, just to make sure that we're all on the same page, actually, you know, what you know, wanted to be said and put out and things like that. And that's why we're also here today addressing it, to make sure everything's, you know, cleared up and clarified.
Caleb, does your dad speak for you?
No. I actually shut my dad down quite a bit. He has ideas. He's a smart man. And so I listen, and I always listen. And I'm very fortunate to be in this position in the sense of, you know, playing QB, but also very fortunate to have a very strong-minded father. You know, we talk very often. It's like my mom and my dad are my best friends. And so, you know, being able to, you know, have conversations with them to understand that everything they say also is, you know, portrayed on me. So I think that's the part of it. But other than that, no, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm very fortunate to have a father, you know, that's super strong minded, that's always there, always wants the best for his kid. And I think, you know, any of y'all that has a kid or, you know, anything like that, a niece or nephew that you love so dearly, you know, they try and help. help and you know, you try and help and put them in positions that you know, it's best position that you can. So that's all he tries to do. But no, definitely a grown man. And, you know, I shut him down quite a lot just because, you know, in season, out of season, something that you have to do. You know, he cares so much about me and, you know, my future. And we've been along this journey so long together that, you know, all he wants is the best for me. And so if anything happens, he's super, you know, super high headed. And it's more of like, all right, like, go ahead and go away, you know, reset and things like that. So, you know, love him to death and things like that. And like I said, super fortunate to have him. But, you know, we have talks about it, understanding that, you know, it's a right place and a right time. And then, you know, there's times where it's not.
Caleb, I'm curious what that chapter is going to look like.
Nah, honestly, don't care. It's not, you know, like I said, we're all of those things were in the past. All of the things happen already. And so we're here focused on the future. We're here focused on the present. And really trying to, like I said, get this train going and you know, have this thing picking up steam and chewing along.
Caleb, with that being said, the past is the past. You're here now. Ben Johnson has made some tweaks to your game. How have you adjusted to the change in the stance? How have you adjusted to being under center a little bit more?
Yes, the Ben Johnson effect, right? I guess the Ben Johnson effect, right? He's going to get a kick out of that when he hears it. I think part of it is just, you know, different coaches have different philosophies for things. And, you know, that's one of his things is left foot up. I've been a right foot up guy for typically all of my career. And I think I've done it once or twice throughout my, you know, throughout my time of playing QB. So, you know, it's just one of his things. And then, like I said, the details, being on top of it, huddle, we call it PSP, but pre-snap procedure. All these different things matter, and especially in big games and big moments, all the little things come up. And so, you know, I think you know, that's important to him, and it's important to us. And we gotta get on top of it and be on top of it from the head down. So, like I said, the Ben Johnson effect, I guess, right? Awesome. Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
That is Caleb Williams. And Lawrence, he got more comfortable as he went on. That is our young quarterback in this town growing up. That's what we're watching, and we're going to watch it play out the rest of the offseason and into the season. I can't wait to discuss this with the listeners.
Yeah, and you could tell that's kind of probably how the Seth Wickersham interview went. He kind of got more comfortable.
Starts to feel it a little bit.
Things go on, well, and then there are things.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.